So obviously a big win yesterday. How long do you guys kind of relish in this and enjoy it before you move on to this week?
Yeah, great win. Came down to the very end there. So, I'm happy that we came out with that victory. And, you kind of take it in today and enjoy it for today, tomorrow, and then it's over. And then you got to move on to the Jets, which is it's going to be a away game. Always fun to play in New York. Good atmosphere. They have lovely fans and they enjoy our company. So,
how much of a blow was it to lose Mayo?
Yeah, I mean, guy like Mayo, great leader, great teammate. So. We'll see what it is. We don't know. So I don't really want to talk about somebody else's injury.
Where's he brought to this? I mean, you guys obviously have grown a bunch this year defensively. I mean, I'm not asking you to project if you lost him, but what does he bring to the table that'd be tough to replace?
Well, I mean, we all work together, and it's a team defense here. So I think that it's just like with anything you have to deal with in the NFL season. There's ups and downs that every team has to go through with, whoever it is on the field. So I think that, we're just going to continue to do what we do and just work hard together and, come together as a team on defense. And, guys like myself have to, have more of a leadership role and do a little bit more, and it's all right with me.
Can you speak to the impact, obviously yesterday on Graham? I mean, the importance of him coming into the game and to be able to walk away from that game holding the guy who's leading the NFL in receptions to zero catches.
Yeah, I mean, that's like really hard to do, especially with a guy like himself that's having big games every game. To hold him to no catches, I'm sure fantasy guys are going nuts because they're bummed that they got no points for him. But Aqib did a great job on him, and again, that just shows how great Aqib is at covering guys, and just great to have him come away with a not so good game.
Have you guys managed to play so well on defense when you lose him? I mean, you lost.
Injuries like you can't really look at it like that. You just have to you play with the guys that are on the field, and there's always going to be something that happens, and that's just the way the NFL works. So you have to have the next man up mentality. Next man up. Mentality of you get your chance, you got to go perform. Everyone wants a chance, so when you get a chance, you got to perform.
Chandler said you tipped him off to that bootleg late in the game.
I did. That was I'm happy he gave me some credit on that. Said Chan, alert, something coming to your side, because they probably would like to do that right about now. In that time of the game, a naked boot with a quarterback seems like a good play. So I'm happy that he gave me the semi-credit, for him tackling. But we talk a lot, during the game. We communicate back and forth of what we think is going to happen, just so we're aware.
Was that that was something you saw in film, that he would go to Chandler's side and not your side?
Just something just awareness wise of late in a game, you see where the ball's at on the field. They're not going to do that to the short side of the field. They're going to do something to the wide side. So I just gave him a heads up.
Red Sox, anybody red Sox?
It was a great game for a great day for Boston fans, huh?
Yeah.
But there's a few empty seats out there. I'm sure a couple of people were a little upset that they left early. But, it's all right.
Thank you.
Take care.